This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The slow work of sifting through the remnants of a collapsed Florida condo building stretched into a sixth day Tuesday as families desperate for progress endured a wrenching wait for hours and answers. The work has been deliberate and treacherous. Two additional bodies were found Monday, raising the count of the confirmed dead to 11. That leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside, just outside of Miami. Authorities have been meeting frequently with families to explain what they're doing and to answer questions. They've discussed with families everything from how DNA matches are made to help identify the dead to how will next of kin be contacted to going into extreme detail about how they're searching the mound. As the Biden administration rapidly completes a U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State met to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against the Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials. U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket attack Monday with no reported casualties a day after the U.S. Air Force planes carried out the airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border. Iraq's military condemned the U.S. airstrikes, and the militia groups called for revenge against the U.S. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. It was the second time the administration has taken military action in the region since Biden took office. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief, in a landmark report launched after the killing of George Floyd in the United States, is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent and make amends to them, including through reparations. The report from Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, offers a sweeping look at the roots of centuries of mistreatment faced by Africans and people of African descent, notably from the transatlantic slave trade. It seeks a transformative approach to address its continued impact today. The report, a year in the making, hopes to build on momentum around the recent intensified scrutiny worldwide about the blight of racism and its impact on people of African descent, as epitomized by the high-profile killings of unarmed black people in the United States and elsewhere. Ethiopia's government declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire Monday in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict, as Tigray fighters occupied the regional capital and government soldiers retreated in a region where hundreds of thousands are suffering in the world's worst famine crisis. Ceasefire could calm a war that has destabilized Africa's second most populous country and threatened to do the same in the wider Horn of Africa, where Ethiopia has been seen as a key security ally for the West. It comes as the country awaits the results of national elections that Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed promoted as the centerpiece of reforms that won him the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize. Hong Kong's government says that it will ban all passenger flights from the UK starting Thursday as it tries to curb the spread of new variants of coronavirus. It said in a statement on Monday that the UK has been classified as extremely high risk. Under the classification, people who have stayed in the UK for more than 2 hours will be restricted from boarding passenger flights to Hong Kong. Brazil's president is sending troops back to the Amazon to bolster policing against logging and other illegal land clearance, acting in international criticism of a surge in deforestation, and just 2 months after withdrawing a similar military mission. President Jair Bolsonaro's decree calls for soldiers to go to the states and through the end of August. The order, which was published Monday in Brazil's official gazette, did not provide details about the number of troops to be deployed, nor the cost of the operation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.